And welcome to EAA Radio. It's 12:33, 82 degrees. And
climbing.
And climbing, and a few little blips on the radar.
We were watching west. That. They pop up as a pretty strong little red dot and then move like one county and then dissipate, and another one will pop up in another spot.
So we're going to have to keep an eye on the weather today, but we'll definitely keep you informed if we have any weather issues, so stay tuned. But joining us now is Earl Wehner, and Earl is a board member for the NTSB. Welcome.
Great to be here.
So what are you doing at the NTSB and as a board member?
Well, as a board member, we, of course, get to review the major accidents, and... Mm-hmm. We also get to be on scene for major accidents. But beyond that, each of the board members has certain areas where they put a lot of effort into, and my passion has been general aviation safety. Mm-hmm. I've been a GA pilot for more years than I care to admit to, but it's been decades.
Okay.
Just for the record, he came in here with a Beechcraft Bonanza hat on.
Oh, that was a tip-off, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I really am an active pilot, have a B-36TC Bonanza, and fly it not as much as I'd like to anymore, but Washington, D.C. keeps me busy.
Excellent. So as a board member, I understand you're also trying to highlight some of the findings of the NTSB, and not only investigating the accident, but then taking that information and getting it out to the public to utilize that information.
Yeah, the NTSB, our stock and trade really are safety recommendations. So those recommendations are usually based on either accident investigations where we're investigating a particular event, or safety studies where we're maybe looking at over some period of time what seems to happen a lot. But the NTSB doesn't have any regulations that we own, if you will. We don't own any policy. We can't make anybody do anything. So we spend our time trying to convince people that based on what we know, what we see, what we do, that here are some things that would improve safety. So we do all modes of transportation, but in particular, when it comes to aviation, by statute, we're charged with investigating all general aviation accidents, determining the probable cause, in fact, of all aviation accidents in the U.S.
If your purpose is to try to take the information, bring it out there to make general aviation safer, and you have no enforcement, if you will, the enforcement role, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and you're trying to convince others to make aviation that much safer, which direction do you choose? Is it a I'm from the NTSB and I found this Senator so-and-so and you might need to legislate this way, or go to the FAA, or take this information to the flying public and say, here's what we found, people do, here's how to be safer?
Yeah, well, the simple answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
we work where it's necessary. We'll recommend perhaps regulatory changes or statute changes. But to a large extent, we get a lot of traction from talking right straight to the general public, those people who are really involved. That's one of the reasons why we have a fairly large contingent here at the Federal Pavilion, and like the opportunity to interact with the general public. But you raise a good point, because since we can't make anybody do anything, We use a lot of advocacy. So in particular, we have what we call a most wanted list, which we redo every year. We look at all of the modes of transportation and identify where things could be improved.
Do I find a picture of that at the post office?
No, but we could put one on your... We could put your picture up on the most wanted list.
<All right. laughs>
Actually, it's a safety most wanted list.
Right.
So,
well, where would I find that safety most wanted list, and what kind of things are on there this year?
Well, you can find that on our NTSB website, ntsb.gov. I'll be talking about it at the AOPA tent at 2 o'clock this afternoon, for those of you who want to come in out of the rain. you're talking about pop-ups.
Yeah, no kidding.
But on the most wanted list, we highlight those areas that we think are potential. In this particular year, we've had general aviation on the most wanted list for the last 3 years. This year, we're getting very specific, and we're talking about hazardous weather, the communication and dissemination of hazardous weather information. But we have 9 other items on the most wanted list, some of which also address aviation indirectly, like distraction and, you know, the crashworthiness and the like.
So what kind of issues are you finding with the hazardous weather? Is it just people aren't checking the weather enough and they're just going out and flying? Or is it more of people just thinking, well, that's not so bad, I think I can get through that?
Well, I think we were actually focusing more on, if you might say, some of the backroom stuff. Some of the relationships between the FAA, ATC, National Weather Service, how in some cases there's better information in coming out from the National Weather Service for other modes of transportation, like sometimes the marine forecasts have better resolution on the winds, and that same kind of information should show up in the aviation forecasts, but doesn't necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And then working on the kind of the cultural issue between pilots, controllers, and National Weather Service, and with the intent of trying to make certain that everybody understands each other's situation, each other's capabilities better, because there's a lot of help that a pilot can get from ATC if he just wants to ask ATC to help.
Sure. And now ATC aren't weather briefers, but they do have a lot of information, and they just need to know to ask what information is available and like where the thunderstorm is if you don't have radar.
And you know, all the centers have center weather advisories, so there are meteorologists within the centers,
okay,
who are actually putting out information to the controllers. That information could be available to pilots just by asking.
That's good to know for getting updates, I guess, en route, because I wasn't informed that there were actually meteorologists on staff at the various mm-hmm. facilities.
Center, what is it you do for a living again, sir?
I fly airplanes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it's called Center Weather Advisories, CWAs.
All right.
Excellent.
What are some of the other main issues that you're taking on through your quest for general aviation safety?
Well, the you know, if you just back up a moment, in the airline business, there's an activity called CAST, Commercial Aviation Safety Team, and it's government, industry, basically the whole air carrier community working together. And this has been going on for 15 years, but their activities have brought the accident rate for the commercials down about 80%+ over the last 15 years. We're using that same process now called the General Aviation Joint Steering Committee, and it's the whole community, AOPA, EAA, the flight instructor community, some of the training community, the university community, along with the FAA, NTSB, NASA. And we've focused on things like loss of control, which is the big swinger in general aviation accidents. And through this process have identified for takeoff and landing, or rather for approach and landing, the safety enhancements, things like angle of attack indicators, as being having the potential for some real improvement in the accident rate.
And we were actually just talking to somebody who, from SafeFlight, making AOAs and trying to get them out into the market more. And it sounds like, you know, there's been a big push to get AOAs into more aircraft.
Yeah, there is a big push, not only through the NTSB, but other parts of the community. The interesting thing about having everybody from the community in the same room in the same meeting, when it's decided that angle of attack indicator would be really useful information, and then the experimental community can put that sort of thing on for $1,000 plus change, or if it's certified under Part 23, it's 10 times that much expense.
Right.
So in that process, we identified the need for a new policy, which the FAA has worked on. So if the airplane is certified as safe to begin with, if you add safety equipment and it doesn't interfere with anything else, then the policy is moving in a direction of that can be installed without going through the whole Part 23 process. So we're really looking for some safety improvement equipage.
Mm-hmm. Now, the experimental market is a great market, and there's so many things that you can do, and you don't need certification for that, and that's why some of the things are a little bit cheaper there. Are we learning anything with those experimental markets and all these experimental home builders, and are we going to be seeing an effort to allow some of the things that we learn in that market to be moved over and allow these things to get into the manufactured aircraft market cheaper and quicker?
Well, I think that's the intent of the policy change at the FAA. This has been driven by the Small Airplane Directorate.
And I believe, is that not part of the new proposed legislation from Senator Inhofe, the Pilots' Bill of Rights piece? There was some suggested legislation that was kind of attached to that about making STCs and making it easier to have a non-certified product in a certified aircraft, like you said, if it's
for safety,
an easy safety thing. And that it seems like it's coming from the regulatory side through the FAA and potentially through the legislative side as well.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the current status of that that activity, but mm-hmm. the direction is there's a lot of good safety equipment, and if it's built to some sort of standards like ASTM standards, and you've got some confidence in that what you're putting on the airplane is consistently as good as it can be, this really is a way to improve safety.
Excellent. Well, we do appreciate you coming in today, and we have been speaking with Earl Wehner from the NTSB. We appreciate you joining us at AirVenture. You're listening to EAA Radio.